Good morning, Snowville.
Snow Rama.
You hear us sniffling? It's because it's a real chiller out there today, folks. But just as chill as it is outside, it's going to be real chill on today's show. Boom.
Ooh. Ooh.
Speak up.
Ooh.
There we go. Hello.
Welcome to the Chill Zone.
Welcome to the Chill Zone. That should be the new name of the show. Brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Get in the zone. The Chill Zone.
What's new in your life, Charles?
It's just snowy.
Yeah, yesterday was a snowy day. There was really not much that went on other than snow.
I think that was the first day that I didn't go outside once in probably like 4 or 5 years. Didn't leave the house.
I did.
Didn't step outside the front door.
I shoveled some snow. I walked in some snow.
This is relatable stuff.
Actually, shoveling snow is pretty relatable, but there is one house on my street that never shoveled. That would be a house of Tufts students, and their sidewalk is just like 12 inches of snow.
Shout out to Alex King in Latin Way, who is listening. Alex, if you'd like to send in any requests, I prefer you do that over email. So just, load up your favorite songs, put them in a PDF file, and we'll see what we can do.
We'll play them right from the PDF file.
Yeah, so if you can put any FLAX in the PDF, just let us know. We got a new Unix tool coming at you fast, FLAC to PDF. All right, that was funny. Moving right along, let's get some new music on. Zach's got a great playlist for us today.
We've got a great playlist. We're not going to start with new music. We're going to start with a hit from last week's birthday party.
All right, well, just real quick, we'd like to announce a GoFundMe, a fundraiser for Alex King to get a new computer. He says that his Mac does not support PDF. So, let's keep Alex in our thoughts as we try and raise that $15,000 for a new computer. Here's some new music.
That's not new.
You don't even have anything plugged in.
Oh, that'll help.
That's funny. He's a funny guy.
That'll help.
We're full of gags here. Let's play the music, but it's not. Don't do that.
All right. Here we go. I know I'm a weirdo, but you like the way I think. Faking it forever, but we're honest as we sing. Won't you take me out for lunch? Won't you spoil me undone?
For lunch?
Self-conscious and guilty, walking tired through the streets. I need your attention, need to know just what you see. Won't you eat me out at lunch? Yeah, just let me go, I'm done. You make me so sad. When I see you standing there, hold me close and make me care. You make me so sad. When I see you standing there, won't you leave me, then I'll care. Woo! What a song.
Moving right along.
Indeed. That was a good little conversation.
You see us looking at each other. If you could see us, you'd see us looking at each other, and we're saying, "What are you gonna say?" And I said, "Well, what are you gonna say?" And so we're kind of working through that live on air. Haven't received any PDF files. I guess the GoFundMe campaign isn't going very well, but what can you do?
Actually, I just looked. It looks like we're at negative 1,000 in ice dollars.
That's good stuff. Okay. That's good stuff. fun fact of the week is that I think the news of this show has kind of been working its way around campus. People are really talking about it a lot. And you go over to Ballou Hall, and the administrators in there, I think they're starting to pick up on some things. We all get an email, Wednesday morning around 9:30 a.m. saying, "Caution, it's icy. It's so icy outside." And it must have just been from us,
Feb 8, icy conditions.
It's icy conditions. Tufts alert, it's icy. So if Tony Monaco, campus. If you're listening, I would like you to send out another Tufts alert. It says that it's icy right here on this show. Boom. Please. It'll give people listening.
I think enough people have heard about this show this week that maybe it's finally... The news is going around, though.
Who's heard about the show?
I don't know. I was in Halligan this week talking to some people about it.
Yeah, you think they're all going to listen in?
They're all... I mean, I didn't even tell them what time, but you know that they're just like, wow, where can I get the show with the spoken word tracks?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, that's one thing. Hey, it's really professional of you to keep your notification sound on while you're still plugged into the freaking thing.
Thanks.
You're welcome. let's keep it rolling. Let's get some more music on here, and then we can talk about, show publicity and kind of get a hold of how many listeners we have right now. It's something crazy. We got 10, actually. It's a high number.
Listeners.
Considering that we usually are around a 6, this is a big day for us. Is Fifi listening?
Fifi, I don't think is listening. I don't think she's at work today.
What's the deal with that?
I'll text her.
All right. Let's get some more music
on.
Why
don't you throw them the phone number, see if we can get a little call from a listener.
Whatever. You can call in at the WMFO listener line at 855-915-WMFO. And for what it's worth, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow.
Let's play some music.
All right. Let's play some song.
Facts and figures and instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me and you can read me anything. Music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. The book of love is long and boring. and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things, and you
little song. Why don't we go to the weather?
We've been talking about the weather the whole time.
All right, let's continue to talk about the weather. Should I go outside and then call into the show? No.
Yeah, whatever. Speak as loudly as you need.
I'm going to stay inside and call into the show about the weather.
Whatever.
That seems like a valuable thing to do with our time. A valuable thing to do with our time.
Why don't you go then? Just leave.
Bye.
Just go. I don't think this is useless. No one's gonna know that this is even working. It's not working. Here's the deal. Okay, so I press this, and I press this, and now you're live on air.
Hi.
This is Zach from the Chill Zone.
I'm outside live at the station. I'm here to report the weather.
Your voice sounds a lot worse over the phone.
Thanks. This is silly.
Let's get back to the spoken word tracks, etc. We've gone too far. I don't like this.
Can you let me back into the station?
You didn't leave.
What is leaving?
What is leaving? I'm done with you. Oh, I'm done. I'm hanging up. Thanks for calling.
What was that guy's problem?
I don't know. Jerk. Probably wanted tech support.
Well, Alex probably wants tech support too. He's got to read those PDFs.
No, Alex sent us a PDF. I don't think he knows what a PDF is because he just sent a text message. Poor guy. Hold up over there in Latin Way.
That's his PDF. He wants some Courtney Barnett.
You can't say both things though. You gotta make the song a surprise.
I won't say both things.
It's technically illegal. Note that we were supposed to have a Zach Flicker in the station this morning, and I don't think that's going to happen. It's already 9:26. While you figure that out, I'm going to read a PSA.
All right, sounds good.
This is some really good radio stuff this morning. We're doing great. We're doing great things. All right. Dim. All right, let's do some of this bummer stuff about disease. Stock car engine has air flowing through the system, meeting fuel and combusting. Block the flow of air and you've got a problem. If you have emphysema, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, then you know what it's like when air can't get through. What you may not know is that it could be COPD, the number 4 leading cause of death. Ask your doctor about COPD in a simple breathing test. More information at learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, brought to you by your friends at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's worth noting.
Definitely.
All right, we got a song queued up?
We got a bunch of songs queued up.
This is a request.
We're all set. This is a listener request. From a listener who hath no name.
Nope, we've been talking about him all show. Moving on.
Alrighty.
to cut, but I'll leave it growing. All different sizes and all shades of green. Slashing it down just seems kind of a game. Who am I to deny myself a pawn for you to use? At the end of the day, it's a pain that I keep seeing your name. But I'm sure it's a bore being you.
Australian albums, BAA.
I used to hate myself.
All right, so that was a great Australian little song there. And what you may not know about this show is actually that we're in charge of supporting the best Australian album. We're on that committee every year, and so we thought that this year would be kind of interesting. As the year winds down, as we get towards the end of the year, that we think about what are the best Australian albums of the year. And so we've compiled a list, and we'd like to share that with you now.
Do you like ice? The Chill Zone at Dak Heart Radio presents Ice, the 100 Best Australian Albums, Bob, Midnight Oil, Diesel and Dust, 1987, AC/DC, Back in Black, 1980, Crowded House, Woodface, 1991, Cold Chisel, Circus Animals, 1982, The Triffids, Born Sandy Devotional, 1986, The Easy Beats, The Best of the Easy Beats, 1967, Paul Kelly and the Color Girls, Gossip, 1986, UMIA, Hi-Fi Way, 1995, Skyhooks, Living in the 70s, 1974, The Avalanches, Since I Left You, 2000, In Excess, Kick, 1987, The Go-Betweens, 1-6 Lovers Lane, 1988, Radio Birdman, Radios Appear, 1977, Daddy Cool, Daddy Who? Daddy Cool, 1971, Richard Clapton, Goodbye Tiger, 1977, Bee Gees, Best of Bee Gees, 1969, The Birthday Party, Junkyard, 1982, Hunters and Collectors, Human Frailty, 1986, Sarah Blasco, As Day Follows Night, 2009, The Saints, I'm Stranded, 1976, The Drones, Gail Mill, 2006, Split Ends, True Colors, 1980, Midnight Oil, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1982, Slim Dusty, The Very Best of Slim Dusty, 1998, Silver Chair, Neon Ballroom, 1999, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, The Boatman's Call, 1997, Regurgitator, Unit, 1997, Hoodoo Gurus, Stone Age Romeos, 1984, Empire of the Sun, Walking on a Dream, 2008, Jeffrey Garomulyunu Pingu, Garomul, 2008, Casey Chambers, Barricades and Brick Walls, 2001, Johnny O'Keefe, The Wild One, 1958, The Church, Starfish, 1988, The Reels, Quasimodo's Dream, 1981, The Master's Apprentices, Master's Apprentices, 1967, Savage Garden, 1997, Sunny Boys, Sunny Boys, considered one of the best Australian albums, comedy of various artists. Cannot Buy My Soul, 2007, Something for Kate, Echolalia, 2001, Stephen Cummins, Love Town, 1988, The Saints, Prehistoric Sounds, 1978, Australian Crawl, The Boys Light Up, 1980, Powder Finger, Odyssey No. 5, 2000, Mental as Anything, Cats and Dogs, 1981, Eddie Current's Suppression Ring, Rush to Relax, 2010, Models, The Pleasure of Your Company, 1983, Augie March, Moo, You Bloody Choir, 2006, The Missing Links, The Missing Links, 1965, Ed Cooper, considered Honey one of the best Australian albums, 1991, AC/DC, Highway to Hell, 1979, The Sports, Don't Throw Stones, 1979, The Seekers, Greatest Hits, 1968, Cold Chisel, East, 1980, Underground Lovers, Leaves Me Blind, 1992, UMIA, Hourly, Daily, 1996, In Excess, The Swing, 1984, The Living End, 1998, Jimmy Barnes, for the working class man, 1985, Russell Morris, Wings of an Eagle and Other Great Hits, 1973, Hoodoo Gurus, Mars Needs Guitars, 1985, The Presets, Apocalypso, 2008, The Dangles, 1974, The Cruel Sea, The Honeymoon Is Over, 1993, The Angels, Face to Face, 1978, The Hummingbirds, Love the UZZ, 1989, Paul Kelly and the Stormwater Boys, Foggy Highway, 2005, Chain, Toward the Blues, 1971, Dragon, Ozambezi, 1978, Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, Aztecs Live at Sunbury, 1972, The Scientists, Blood Red River, 1983, Crowded House, Temple of Low Men, 1988, Die Pretty, Doughboy Hollow, 1991, Axiom, Fool's Gold, 1970, Bob Evans, Suburban Songbook, 2006, Dirty 3, Ocean Songs, 1998, Renee Geyer, Ready to Deal, 1975, The Church, The Blurred Crusade, 1982, The Vines, Highly Evolved, 2002, John Farnham, Whispering Jack, 1986, The Loved Ones, Magic Box, 1967, The Sleepy Jackson, Lovers, 2003, Bliss and Esso, Flying Colors, 2008, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Tender Prey, 1988, Tex, Don and Charlie, Sad But True, 1993, one of the best Flowers, Australian albums, Ice House, B-A-N. 1980, Missy Higgins, Considered Sound one of the best White, Australian albums, B-A-N.
One of the best Australian albums,
1983, Considered one of the best Australian albums,
one of the B-A-A's,
Jet, Get Born, Considered one of the best Australian albums,
one of the best Australian albums,
Smoke Dreams,
B-A-A.
Best Australian album.
Rose Tattoo.
One of the BAA.
I'm talking. Bear Witness, 1986. X Aspirations, 1979. Beaches, 2008.
One Baby of the best animals, Australian albums.
Baby Animals, 1991. Bernard Fannin, one of the best Tea Australian albums, 2005. Kylie Minogue, Fever, 2001, Man at Work.
You're listening to WMFO
Business
in
usual,
Medford.
1981, G.
And
Wayne
these
Thomas,
are the BAA.
Terry Hannigan, Tamim Shud, Brian Catt, John J. Francis, Peter Howe, Morning of the Earth, 1971.
Those were the BAA.
There they were. Celebrated the advances in music.
We need Crazy Frog.
All the mics are on.
The people deserve to know.
This is the BAA.
Dude started at 420.
No. You've been listening to the BAA. Australian albums. We've got Zach Flicker in the studio. How's it going?
It's going splendidly, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well. That was a long haul we just did.
I'm really surprised we came back from that.
we survived. We got out of the void.
I love the BAA.
The BAA, I mean, it was a great award show, what can you say?
I was listening to it when I came over here, and I was so excited to get into studio today.
So, I would just like to note that this is just a book, the 100 Best Australian Albums.
What do you mean it's a book? You can buy it?
Like, I looked up 100 Best Australian
Albums. If you're trying to tell me I should buy it, I'll buy it.
Tell me how much it is.
There was a...
Buy with one click now.
There, I looked it up, and there was a Wikipedia article that was a list of 100 albums, but it turns out that it's a book, the 100 Best Australian Albums.
The 100 BAA.
I don't think
BAA.
A list is a book.
No, it's a book.
List
no,
a book.
It's a book that contains a list.
It's a look.
It's a list that contains books.
It's a bist.
It's a list of books.
No, it's a book of lists.
A bist.
No, it's a book containing one list.
Okay. That's it? How many pages? Like two or three?
256.
But how long is the list?
No, what's the font? What's the font size?
Well...
Is it a million albums?
It's 100 albums.
Nope. Is there detail?
There could be.
There's got...
Well, we have to buy the book to find out.
Yeah, I'm buying the book.
Well, it's possible that after every entry it says, this was one of the best Australian albums, BAA.
That actually only makes sense.
This is one of the BAA. All right. Well, that's where we're at. Patriots won the Super Bowl, in case you didn't know. Zach, what's going on with you? What do you got to tell the crowd?
Well, I want to thank all of the employers coming to Tufts today for our career fair. I hope you're listening in. It was a very big time.
Let's get jobs at the Apple Store.
I can be a genius. What is that, Jeff?
A genius bar.
Genius bar. Can do that.
Zach, you still got to go to the career fair.
I know. Well,
Just take a 45-minute break. Skip lab.
We'll rearrange some things. I can't skip lab.
There are priorities. Come on.
Okay, well, you finish lab. If you finish lab at 11:30, you can go down to the career fair and get back by 12:30.
Yeah, I gotta change.
Yeah, well, I think you should just skip the morning lab, go to the afternoon one.
But then, we shouldn't be talking about this on the radio.
There are priorities. Tufts wants you to get a job.
There are priorities, but...
Priority number one is definitely finishing this show.
Yeah. I mean, we got what?
We could just
minutes?
End it.
We got a few minutes. Oh, we got plenty of time.
I could go for some Dunkin' Donuts.
And that is not paid for.
not at all.
Imagine that. Imagine if we got a corporate sponsorship by Dunkin' Donuts for this show.
I mean, that would be incredible.
Even like a free coffee a week, I'd do it.
You do it for nothing. You do it just to say you were sponsored.
We already do it. We do it more willing. Like, we do it more than we would if we were paid.
Incredible brand. Incredible.
You think there are, like, Dunkin' Donuts campus reps?
That would be sick. We'd just be like, yo, you guys want to try the new flavors? We got fudge this month.
We got Almond Joy iced coffee.
The biggest scam there ever was is the $2.49 specialty donuts.
Yeah, those are not good.
I got the Boston cream croissant donut. And I was like, this is going to be like a little fancy and like I'll pay like $1.50 for it. Mm-mm. $2.50.
And it wasn't good.
It was like pretty bad, yeah. It was like it was way worse than a regular Boston cream donut.
Ugh. Hate to see it.
Yeah, hate to see it. All right, let's play some more music.
BAA.
If we get anything Australian, that'd be, I mean, I think probably for the best.
Is it a house?
Australian albums, BAA.
This has been an excellent episode of the show, and we need to get going. We got lots of important stuff to get moving on today, but I hope that your day is best and Australian. Buena. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford.
Considered one of the best Australian albums, BAA.
I wanna pass some time. This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just love it or leave it.